This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1979. I've always meant to introduce myself. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you see someone at the coffee shop, the yoga studio, and in your apartment building, it's time to greet them and strike up a connection, especially if you are living in a new country. Today, get the 3 steps and the vocabulary to do it naturally.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
How's it going? Hey, Lindsay. Good. You know what's cool about living in a city environment? Like, just kind of running into people in random ways.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Yeah, I mean, the funniest thing happened the other day. So I think, I don't know, I feel like this happens a lot in a city, although maybe in the suburbs too. So whenever I'm coming into, my apartment building, when you walk into it, it's like 2 doors and the first one doesn't have a lock and the second one does. And let me tell you this, when I'm walking in with a baby in a stroller and my 4-year-old, mm-hmm. it can get a little bit crazy. Like, I'm like trying to unlock things. He's on his scooter. He wants to open the door. He wants to unlock it. And it's like a very, like, getting through these 2 doors is not.
I can totally imagine that situation.
It's not easy. Yeah. So I frequently would see this woman. I mean, I say girl, but I guess she's a woman. Mm-hmm. And she has like a little boy, and I would always see her. But that like time in the doorway is not really like social hour, you know. It's like, right. You know. But I would always see her, so I knew her face. Okay. So anyway, I went to a baby class with my baby last week, and mm-hmm. there are a lot of families in my building, and I see a lot of people, but I've never actually talked to her. And I went to this thing, and she was there.
Oh, that's so funny.
I walked in, cool. and she was there, and we both like were like, oh, hi.
That's cool.
So yeah, I want to talk more about that in a minute. But before we get into it more, guys, we want to remind you to hit follow wherever you are listening to the All Ears English Podcast. Why should they hit follow, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, to get amazing connection skills in English, guys. Today's episode is going to be all about what can you now say to that person? This is going to be so applicable to our listeners who have moved to a new country and their neighbors are native English speakers. How do you connect? Right? You've seen them here. You've seen them there. That's why they should hit follow. Guys, hit follow so you get human connection skills in English.
Absolutely. Love it. So, yeah, she was there. I mean, one, you know, actually, it's funny because one time this situation happened, but it was in the reverse.
Okay.
So in this scenario, I was at the park and I met a nice couple. This was maybe last summer or the summer before. I met a really nice couple. I started talking to them. Mm-hmm. And then I saw them in my building.
That's so funny. It's a small world, New York City, isn't it? It really is.
Yes. And I love when things happen like this. So like,
I love that.
When this situation, I mean, especially the first one pops up, it's always good to acknowledge. It, right, like I saw this girl, and then it was like we saw each other, and we knew we were going to talk. It was like, oh, like as we both knew each other from the crazy doorway.
But it would be weird if you didn't acknowledge it, right? It would be strange. Oh my,
yeah, that would be pretty weird.
Yes,
that would be pretty weird. So, you don't want to ignore this. You want to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to talk about this today, like what to say in these situations. And Lindsay, we had another episode that is about kind of introducing yourself. What was that?
That was episode 1612. And this is a related skill around kind of self-introductions and connecting for a first time. But it's a little different. It's how to reintroduce yourself in English conversations. This one is about if you've met someone before, but maybe they're just a friend of a friend. They're not your friend. How do you reintroduce yourself again? Mm. Remind them your name without making them feel silly if they forgot or something, right? Yeah.
Right. So that's good. So a little bit different. So we're going to get into this one today. So, I mean, what do you say, though, in this situation? Since, like, if you've seen someone a lot, but you've never actually introduced yourself and you kind of bump into them. So, Lindsay, has this ever happened to you?
It totally has. Absolutely. I mean, the world is smaller than we think. You know, our neighborhoods are smaller than we think. Often, you know, you will be in a similar path with someone. Maybe you guys chose that building because it's good for families. So other families are likely to be there and other families are also likely to go to the same classes that you're going to. Right. So it's less of a coincidence than we think it is, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. That's true. That's true. What can you say? Yeah. So the first thing is you can acknowledge that you've seen each other. So we talked about that, you know, actually acknowledge this moment that had happened. So what's something you could say?
Okay. People might say, this is too funny, right? Too funny. And now does that mean that you're like doubled over in laughter, Michelle?
No.
What kind of funny are we talking about?
Maybe a small
here?
Giggle, but it's more like a coincidence. Like a wow,
strange.
It's a kind of surprising.
Surprising or strange in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or, oh, wow, so funny to see you out. Or so funny to see you out and about. Out and about. That's a good one for the app, too.
Right.
Why would you when would you add that on to the end? To say
just
out
want
and about.
A little bit, you know, you're saying like, you know, seeing you in a different location, right? Or, you know, instead of out and about, you could say, you know, sometimes, you know what I might say?
What?
Like out in the wild. You're like, why would you say that? You haven't heard somebody say that, Lindsay, like, oh, just see you out in the wild. It's like, you know, not in like your typical habitat.
Yeah. I've heard that more in business, like when you launch a product or when you launch an app, after testing, you say, you know, how does it perform in the wild? But not so much for the concept of being at home versus being out in the world.
Well, it's not so much necessarily about being home. Like, it's more like about like where you usually see the person.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Okay.
Like, I usually see you here. And now it's like, all right, Lindsay, you know what? I can tell you're judging me right now.
I'm not judging. No. Oh, my gosh, Michelle, that's all you. That's all you. No. I was just trying to understand what you meant by that. Out in the wild. Out in the world.
Out in the wild. Out in the wild.
We'll come back to that another day.
We'll come back. Another day. Okay. Anyway, what's the next thing you could do?
Okay. You could express that you haven't officially been introduced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I've always meant to introduce myself. I'm Michelle or I'm Lindsay. Yeah, that's nice. And it's kind of good when you, because there's been that awkward amount of time where you kind of know them, but you don't. And you have to kind of call that out. And that's what we're doing here.
Right. That's true. You kind of know them, but you don't. So, or you could say, I know we see each other all the time, but we haven't officially introduced ourselves. Yeah. I'm Michelle.
Yeah, that's nice. And that kind of makes it official. Or then you could say something nice, right? You know, for example, what would be something nice?
It's so nice to finally meet you.
Mm-hmm. Or it's great to have a second to talk. This could be maybe at the end, you know, at the end of the conversation, you could have done any of these other things. Are these steps, Michelle, or are these just things we can do? Steps, kind of. Right?
I think it's kind of a step.
Yeah, these are steps. These are three steps, not just three things we can do, but steps, right? This is too funny. I've always meant to introduce myself. I'm Michelle. It's right. So nice to finally meet you. That works perfectly.
Right. So you're acknowledging, you're expressing that you haven't met yet officially, and then something nice. So, and then a bonus step could be, you know, talk about why you haven't ever talked. Like for me, I could say, it's always so busy at the doorway that we never get to actually talk.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then move on to the conversation. Don't dwell on that too much because it's a little awkward, right? If you haven't been talking, yeah. But now you have the moment to do it. Ask their kid's name. Ask about how long or their dog's name. If this is a dog mom situation, that could happen too, for sure.
Could be that. Ask something, even if there is no kid or no dog. Like you just see this person. Right.
At the grocery store, your local market or something. Yeah. It might be a little bit harder, I would say. I just want to say one more thing, Michelle. It might be a little bit harder if you don't have a kid or a dog because it's just not as many things bringing you together that you have in common. But you always have the neighborhood in common if it's in the same neighborhood that you're seeing the person. You know,
that's
the park,
true.
Your building, and the class.
That's
I'm assuming
true.
Those were all in the same general area, or am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, maybe 7 blocks away or something.
Yeah, sure. Same neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, so Michelle, why is this important for connection?
Well, I mean, it shows that we're paying attention, right? And that people matter. I mean, it just, if you just totally, like if somebody just acted like they had no idea who I was or that they never saw me, I would feel kind of interesting, like in a, not in a good way. Like, really? Like I made absolutely like you've never considered that I'm a human or anything like that. Just that maybe you've thought about them before. So, I mean, and this is a great way to break the ice. I mean, I actually ended up getting the girl's number and now maybe we may get our kids together because she lives one floor above me. And
of course, that makes total sense. Yeah, I love that.
Right. So I think it's just a nice way to show that you're paying attention. And that you are, you know, people matter to you.
Yes. I love that idea, Michelle. Show you've been paying attention and that people actually matter, right? That's that. You don't have to say something groundbreaking and amazing. You just have to kind of look like you want to connect.
Right. Exactly. So when we talked about, you know, that it's, guys, it's not just for kids or, and it's not necessarily just for apartment buildings either. I mean, we're going to do a role play here where it's none of those. So just to give you a taste of what it would look like, and if you don't have to feel like, well, how am I going to I don't live in a city, or maybe I'm not going to have this exact scenario Michelle did, but guess what? This can still happen, and we're going to show you now an example in a role play.
I love it. We're going to a coffee shop, and I love coffee shops, so we always go to the same coffee shop in the morning. We see each other in line, and then it turns out, so we have the second encounter, that you go to a yoga studio, which was near to my work. Is that right? Or no?
Yes.
Go to the yoga studio?
Yes. We go. We see each other at the yoga studio. So we always see each other at the coffee shop. But we never said anything. And now we're like in this yoga class. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like that second place gives you permission to connect in a way. It's interesting.
Yeah. It's like now we're like one step closer to each other. Like normally, like, you know, maybe, oh, just go on with your life. But now it's like, oh, well, now we have another thing bringing us together.
Yeah. It's almost like you're given permission to now connect. So here we go. Yeah. Let's see how it's done. Oh, wow. So funny to see you outside of Brewers.
Yes, I know. Oh, my gosh. I've always meant to introduce myself. I'm Michelle.
I'm Lindsay. It's great to have a second to talk. It's always so busy in line that we never have actually talked, but I noticed that we always get the same order.
Me too. Oh, I love that place.
Same. We'll have to do another episode, Michelle, on how people just use same.
Same.
That's funny.
I like that.
I like it too. All right. So
when we followed the steps, I mean, we were both kind of trading off steps, right? So you said, You acknowledge that we saw each other. Oh, wow. So funny to see you outside of Brewers, which is the coffee shop I made up.
Yep. Yep. Very good. And then you said, yeah, I know. I've always meant to introduce myself. I'm Michelle. And here, this is going to, in a way, this kind of reduces stress for you when you say that. It's kind of like saying it's okay that you haven't introduced yourself yet, right? You're saying, I'm sorry, right? You're saying, I'm sorry, I haven't introduced myself yet.
You know. And it's funny. Do you think that I always really do mean to introduce myself, or is that something I'm saying?
You mean the first time that no, I don't think you had to, because again, it's a, are you going to introduce yourself to every single person in the line that you see? I see a lot of the same people sometimes. I don't
Exactly. So it's just kind of something nice that I'm saying now.
Right. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Go for it.
And then you said, it's great to have a second to talk. I'm always, it's always so busy in line that we have never actually talked, but I notice we always get the same order. So you said, it's so great. It's great to have a second to talk. So this is something nice. And then a bonus, right? Like explaining why we never get a chance to talk.
Yeah.
And something extra that you notice.
And this kind of gives you that third thing that you have in common. You both go to the coffee shop, the yoga studio, and you always both order whatever, chai lattes or something.
Exactly.
You know, so it, that just kind of piles it on and builds that connection so that you can feel more okay just connecting. I love it. Michelle, this is a very, very much a connection skill for our listeners today.
Yeah, this is fun, guys. Sorry if you can hear children in the background. Some children just came in. But this is fun. I mean, this may this happens more than I think we realize. And you definitely, I like what you said, Lindsay, about it kind of giving you permission to take it to the next step of introducing each other. Because if you never saw the person now, like, you might never actually introduce yourselves again. Like, you see tons of people at the coffee shop. But now it's like, oh, well, this is kind of special. And maybe you did always notice you order the same drink, but you were still were never really going to say something. But now that you have another thing, now here we go.
And the key is, you know, you have those circumstances. Life kind of presents you with these circumstances, which means you obviously have a lot in common with the person, right? Maybe similar income level, maybe similar values, right? Going to yoga, staying in shape, things like that. And now the missing piece is the words. And now you guys have the words, right? So that's the key. So now that you have the words, go out and do it. Make it happen. I can see this being so good for our listeners who are expats. They've relocated and maybe they're not working in their home during the day, right? They're going to have these encounters for sure.
That's exactly right, Lindsay. They are going to. So this is going to help you break that ice, get, you know, get that, you know, now you have a lot of things in common with the person. And I think this is the perfect person that, you know, maybe you will start a friendship with them and then you can share the story of how it happened.
Exactly. I love it. So good, Michelle. Thanks for bringing this to our listeners today. And guys, don't forget to go ahead and hit follow. If you like our style, our focus, our value, what matters most to us is connection, not perfection, here at All Ears English and all of our podcasts. So if you believe that too, then hit follow on this show. Good stuff, Michelle. All right.
All right, Lindsay. This was fun. Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.